This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, not Allie, because y'all know she gonna be out a little bit. She be back, though. Everything's all good. If you missed it, listen back on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Allie and DZ. But you get me, DZ, and I'm talking about who got told to sit down at the Golden Globes that happened over the weekend. Dua Lipa. So, obviously, many people were in attendance. She was nominated because she did Dance the Night Away for Barbie movie. And when she was there, obviously, you show out. It's a very formal event, so you dress to the nines, some people to tens. And I'd say she was definitely maybe dressed to a 10 or 11 because her dress was so tight that she couldn't actually sit down. So when it came time to sit down, now, let me clarify, I don't think she's actually being yelled at to sit down by the Golden Globes. I think it's probably more a friend that they did it, because she posted it on her Instagram about somebody saying, sit down, Dua Lipa, sit, it's time to sit down. And you just see her slide in the chair very awkwardly and stay stiff as a board. Ladies know exactly what I'm talking about. When the dress is too tight, the pants are too tight, the shirt is too whatever, and you just can't get comfortable. So she posted and said, thank you, Golden Globes, for an amazing night, yada, yada. Only thing missing was the reclining chair. And I tend to agree, man. Y'all sacrifice a lot for fashion. Double, triple salute to y'all, because it couldn't be me. I would have been standing up. And as a matter of fact, that's how she got to the venue. She stood up on a bus the whole ride.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning, Wepa. Y'all know Allie is MIA for a little bit. Had to handle some business and she's standing on it. But meanwhile, she's gone. Y'all get me, and you know we're gonna hold it down. And I gotta talk about it, because I'ma re-rip this band-aid off, because we was all prepared. Everybody got all scurred. And then let's just say there were some flurries. I'll call it what it is. It was a fluke. not much at all. But in that panic, I went out and I tried to get all of the salt that I could. Literally every single salt bag that I could find in whatever radius that I was actually in. Most places were out. And unfortunately, one of the times I actually tried to go get salt, it worked out terribly. So terribly, I ended up purchasing something by accident. But it wasn't my fault, technically. It wasn't technically my fault. So I was at the store. It doesn't matter which store, but it was late. I had tried to go to a different store. I was leaving the Bucks game. You guys may or may not know I'm one of the Bucks in-game hosts. So after the game, I was on the way home, figured, boom, let me stop for some salt because it's about to snow tomorrow. Let me get ahead of this. Try to stop at one store. They were closed. So I go next door to my store in Bayview. They're open another couple minutes. So I rush in. I'm like, where's the salt? Can't find it. Have to ask for some help. One guy points me to the one lonely bag of salt that they got in the front of the store and goes, this is it, man. I mean, if you want to take it, of course I'm going to take it. Don't play with me. Put it in the cart. So I get that bag of salt. And then he goes, I think we got some more in the back. And I go, what is wrong with y'all keeping this in the back? What are you hoarding it for yourselves? So we go to the back and this man pulls out this bag, a huge bag, like a 40-pound bag. And I'm like, cool. Yes, throw it in. Whatever. I don't care. He's trying to explain something to me. I'm not necessarily listening. But he says, I use it at home. And I went, great. You use it at home? Fantastic, man. Thank you. As I'm going towards the checkout, I'm analyzing what I'm looking at. This man put a bag of water softener in my cart. He uses water softener at his house, right? And I'm like, man, I'm not trying to... I can't go home with only one bag of rock salt. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how expensive this big old 40-pound bag of water softener is. Something I've never purchased in my life, and go from there, right? So I get to the register and it's cheap. So I buy it. And lo and behold, I look it up and sure enough, it says that you can use water softener as an alternative to rock salt. And I went, what? And of course, I mean, it being salt and a treatment salt at that, sure, it's going to melt once it becomes wet in contact with anything wet, but in none of my days have I ever heard of anybody using water softener as salt to use for their driveway, for their sidewalk, for their anything as a de-icer. And it made me think, man, what are we spending money unnecessarily on rock salt? Can we be using other things? Are there other alternatives? I've heard people say kitty litter. I have heard people use the kitty litter one. I haven't used it myself, but in a pinch, keep some kitty litter in your trunk. It'll get you out of a hole, especially if you get your car dug in, whatever it is. I have heard some of those tips and tricks, but I want to open up to the line. lines because the water softener was brand new to me. I mean, I'm talking about I had the what face raggy. I didn't know what was going on, but sure enough, it's an alternative. I still bought some more rock salt from other places. Now, don't get me wrong, I made a few more stops and purchased rock salt, but what I'm planning to do is mix it up because this huge ice looking chunks of rock hard water softener. I think that's too much. I don't know. I want to spread the love a little bit, but if there's something else that I could be using instead, please feel free. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call. We want to hear it. I don't know. Like, what? Water softener as a rock salt alternative for de-icing. All right. We'll chop it up some more. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Sweetest Pie, Meg Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa. I bet you Dua Lipa was standing up the whole time during that song because she's probably wearing a dress too tight to sit down. If you know what I'm talking about, it was in the dirt. Don't worry about it. You missed it. It's fine. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning. Man, I'm talking about rock salt alternative because I went to the store and I was struck. You know, they were out. They had nothing going. And I went, man, I got to get something. Am I just about to buy a huge bag of table salt? Nope. I accidentally purchased water softener, a big bag of water softener, because the guy at the store was like, go ahead, man. I use this in my house. Didn't even think twice. I thought it's definitely salt. And lo and behold, yeah, it is salt, but I didn't think it would work. So far, so good. But we got somebody on the line. They said they got the perfect alternative for me. Jade, good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
So you said you have the perfect alternative for me, right?
Yes. I think you should just dick the rock salt.
How is that an alternative? So you're just telling me to keep driving around until I find more rock salt?
Well, maybe you should have bought it earlier.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't disagree with that kind of logic. You're right. I shouldn't have waited until last minute. So I should just stick with rock salt.
Never wait till last minute.
But buy it earlier. Dang. Okay. Well, say less. You know, you left me silent. I got nothing to argue with that. I appreciate you. Have a good day, Jade.
You have a good day, too.
Thank you. Bye. If you don't know, Jade is 10 years old, and that 10-year-old logic just transcends. She said, well, just buy more rock salt. Just don't wait until the night before it's supposed to snow really bad. I mean, come on, DZ. But she's not wrong. She's not wrong, okay? There are a few texts, 414-533-1037, that have come in. People are supporting it, saying, listen, in a pinch, water softener actually works. We used to use it in our driveway all of the time. You know, if stores were sold out of rock salt, that is Natalie. Lori in Cedarburg said, put rock salt down before the snow. It'll help keep the snow from accumulating off of your driveway. Yes, all of the yes to that, Lori. That's actually what I did last night. I went out kind of late. It was maybe 10-ish something, 11. And I went, you know what? Let me throw some salt down. You know, let me throw some of this water softener down. And I went outside, tried to hit the driveway, hit a little bit of the neighbor's stuff. And honestly, I think it was okay. But alternatives. People did come through with some interesting ones. Now, all of my water sanitation and clean people, you know, all of the Department of Public Works people know sand. I've seen them use sand when the salt is in a decline, right? When we're in a salt recession, you've seen the sand on the highways, over the home bridge. Mm-hmm. But one that I didn't know, somebody said rubbing alcohol, mix rubbing alcohol onto the ice. Whoa, okay, wait, actually, because no, rubbing alcohol makes sense. Makes sense. Sugar also works? No. Sugar, I don't believe. It's not as corrosive. No. Kitty litter? Yeah, somebody did already say kitty litter. You got to keep that in the trunk. It'll help your car get out. Or beet juice? No. Nah. See, now y'all are getting crazy. I was believing y'all some of these, but now I think y'all are just trolling, talking about beet juice works as a de-icer. No. Okay, on that note, I'm just going to go ahead and cut it, because now y'all are just talking crazy and y'all aren't making sense. Whoop. Don't forget, though, it's for real. Charlie Barron's tickets coming up 7 o'clock hour. He's going to be here at Riverside Theater. Bringing the good old-fashioned tour to the Riverside. Charlie Barron's tickets coming up. But first, we got to get through a couple things, including what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
This time I, you know what, I don't know. Every time I try to think, like, is it going to be good advice, bad advice? Not to decide prehand, but to give myself an idea of where I might be going, right? And I don't think I know, because it's about siblings and growing to resent, but after reading through a little bit, I don't even know if it's really, really about siblings, so I want y'all to help decide, obviously. What was their name? Monica. Monica wrote in, obviously, Christmas Protection Program. So I'm starting to grow resentful of my sibling's significant other. And this is what she said. My older sister and her partner have been dating for well over a year. They go well together. She's been much happier and overall nicer since they started dating. Obviously, that's not my problem, though. It's this. We're dancers. And that's how we met. That's how they met, excuse me, through mutual friends who are choreographers. Now, that's great. But I feel like I'm getting pushed out of her life almost completely now. We used to talk all the time, every day. And now I'm lucky if I get a call, if I get a couple calls a week. And don't even mention seeing her. Oh, you big mad, huh? Says we seeing exclamation point. We used to talk and dream about how we're going to be world traveling dancers, choreographers. We'd make up a new routine every week and then spend that week memorizing it to have a catalog ready to showcase our skills whenever asked. Oh, y'all were ready. Says, but, big but, over the last few months, it's been on the back burner. Yet I see them posting dumb TikTok dances together all the time. Salty, somebody salty. All right, she wraps it up quick and says, to me, it's rude and disrespectful to say you're too busy to work on our craft and dream and then go online and post a dance with your partner 3 hours later. I'm starting to feel resentment towards them as a couple, more my sibling significant other. I don't see how there's now magically no time for us. Before everyone says just talk to her, I have and nothing's changed. I've tried to be serious. I've tried to be funny. I've tried to be compassionate. None has made a difference. She doesn't care. What can I do to make her realize what she's doing is wrong, Monica? Ooh wee. There's a few layers that I do think we need to address with this, right? One being somebody is very petitious right now and in their feelings. Yes, Monica, I am talking to you. You're not gonna like my advice. I know you are not gonna like my advice, Monica, but I do think I can help you out. You are actually the problem. And I'll explain to you exactly what I mean by that. My advice to you is apologize, but I'll explain why I'm telling you to apologize next. I wanna open it up to the lines, get everybody's opinion together. You know I like a little jumble, a little mix up. Let's get a little jambalaya going this morning for What Would DZ Do? 414-533-1037. You can call, you can text. We're trying to help Monica out. She's saying she's growing resentment towards her sibling's significant other because basically she feels like she's taking her sister away from her. Not minimizing, but we're going to help her out. 414-533-1037. What would DZ do? Let's get Monica some help. Let's try to help her not be resentful towards her sister or her sister's partner. We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We do have a problem. It's not our problem, it's Monica's, though. Monica's growing resentful towards her sibling significant other, says they've been dating for well over a year. They're great. You know, her sister and her partner are great, but now Monica feels like she's on the back burner. You know, went from talking all the time, all day, every day, to barely a couple days a week and all of this. And now they're no longer working on the same dream. And she's still posting TikToks with her partner, but now can't work on their dances together. And they seem young. We don't know how old they are, actually. I never stated that. So I'm sorry if they are on the young side. But you've been dating, you know, your partner over a year and a half. I'm assuming you're at least late teens at the youngest. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get her some help. I said this. I said, you're actually the problem. She's not doing anything wrong. She's feeding into it. You need to apologize. I feel like you've probably been in your feelings, a little petitious. Y'all know my word, petitious. A little too petty. Petty Betty over here needs to say sorry and move on. Let the TikToks happen. I don't know. I mean, you know what happens when you fall in love, especially maybe that young love. But let's get to the lines because I'm not the only one with some advice. You know what it is. We open it up to y'all so we can discuss together. And together is the best way we do it every single day. Let's hop to it. A regular. We got Mike in Hartford on the line, a.k.a. Babe. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, babe.
What's the word, man? We're trying to help Monica out. I mean, I said what I said. I think she's the problem and needs to apologize, man. But what do you say?
I agree. People grow up. Dreams change. I had dreams that I looked back 15 years ago when I was 21 years old, and those dreams definitely have changed.
Right.
Now that I'm 36, like, It is what it is.
Well, and I mean, and even think about the dreams that have changed from 30 to 36, Mike, right?
Oh, like, yeah, speak for on sure.
The short-term dreams that just happened to go. What I'm thinking is they were really, really hardcore into this whole dance thing early, because that's what she's feeling the most, right? Going, man, my dance partner's gone, and my dance partner got a new dance partner, right?
Yep. And maybe the sister who has the partner, maybe she's realizing that maybe dance isn't something that'll be financially beneficial to her future.
It's a tough industry. It is a tough industry, man. Any entertainment industry.
I was never a dancer, but you know, it could be something where she's thinking it's a tough industry.
Yeah. Going, well, so, maybe you gotta keep it a dream and also face the realities. Ooh.
Yep. So,
dang. Okay, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Right. Hopefully, yep, Monica's listening. You too, brother. Later, man. All right, we'll keep it rolling. This was we got on the line. Let's get to Heather in Racine. Heather said, "You got some advice?" She said, "Yeah, a little bit." And then I could smell the familiarity. I was just like, "Ooh, you got some personal experience." That tasted like personal experience. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. Bye. Love you. Sorry.
No, you're saying bye to the kiddos. We already know. Bye, kids. Love you.
I am.
But now talk to us. Help Monica out. What do you say?
So I think she definitely sounds very young. They both do. I would, you know, so I think it's just the fact of needing to grow up and realize that, you know, things change. People change, but the biggest thing is like just to be there to support them at the end. You know, at some point we grow up, we see different things, we get with somebody, and that changes your whole perspective on life half the time.
Oh yeah, I mean, your relationship is immediately affected by that other person. It's like a whole new environment, an entirely different ecosystem. And what people don't understand is that you start to really assimilate. Why do you think people that date long enough start to talk like each other, or you know, take on their manner? And it's like, no, I talk with my hands. Oh, no, we both talk with our hands. And me and my wife notice it all the time. You think my wife said bet before we started dating? I bet she didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many things, and vice versa, right? Like, I pick up plenty of things from her, like she picks up from me. It's one of those things that where until you're in that situation, you don't have
you don't know.
And maybe that love is just flourishing so hardcore. I hate to say it, but Monica, you might have lost your dance partner. What if now it's their dream? Right?
Yeah. I don't even know if it would be their dream per se, just for like the TikToks and stuff, because I don't do all the TikToks.
Well, I feel that. But you know these kids love it. That's why you already know, for real. Okay, but you're saying no, you're kind of in the wrong, Monica. It is you, not her.
I think Monica should probably just sit back, focus on herself, you know, focus on that's what you want to do. You know, dance partners will come along, because even if the boyfriend or whoever didn't come along, that doesn't necessarily mean that this will continue.
Right. Exactly.
As you get older. So if this is really her passion, she needs to focus on that. You know, say you're sorry, say whatever, because eventually you guys are still sisters and siblings.
True.
So it's either going to go one or two ways. You keep being butthurt about it, and it goes left, or you go right, and it's like, all right, cool, you guys have some type of relationship later.
That part. Okay. Heather, appreciate the call and the advice. Have a great day, okay?
You too now. Yep.
All right, bye. Ooh-wee. Listen, 2 for 2, and if you include mine, 3 for 3 going, let's see if we round it out. We are trying to get her some sound advice, right? Like, you know, sometimes we like to be a little funny with it, but no, we for real. And this man is definitely for real coming through with the advice. You're getting to know him well. He recently got his theme song called 5 Days in a Row, Evan in Hell's Corners.
What up? What up?
Yes, sir. Good morning, my G.
You know, DZ, you know, you said all those nice things, but I'm going to be the one that soils the pot here because I have the opposite advice today.
Whoa. Oh, no, speak
I
on
say
it.
This.
What?
I say this. That's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many siblings you have, but I know you have that one.
Yeah.
And some little boy in some relationship right now isn't worth losing that bond with your sister. I say this.
Okay.
I say play Sabotage. You try to let her see how bad of a guy he is, and maybe just be so insufferable as a sister that he doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Intrude yourself is what you're saying. Oh, where y'all going today? Oh, bet. Oh, y'all filming the TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm on the way. Yeah.
I'm on the TikTok. Yes. Just be insufferable. Your sister's too much. I can't handle it. Look, I'm a strong believer in chasing your dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm also a very strong believer in needing people in order to assist you in that.
100%.
And a partnership between two sisters or siblings that are on a venture to lead.
And on that wavelength.
One dude comes along and just like ruins it. I'm sorry. I'm not going down without a fight. Like if I try to sabotage you and it doesn't work, then I'll take my L and I'll go be successful without you. But I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna try to ruin it. Ooh, so you're gonna make it hard for that love to flourish, bro.
I'm gonna make it hard. Yeah, you're interfering with my sisterly love, so I'm gonna interfere with yours. I mean, your sister has a duty to you as your sister. I mean, she can't just edge you out like that with no consequences. I'm fighting for that.
Evan said, yeah, y'all look cute, but we got a mission. Get up out my way.
Yeah.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. Please don't forget Charlie Barron's. We got them tickets for you 7:45 this morning coming up. He's going to be here in March at the Riverside Theater bringing the good old-fashioned tour. He's a Wisconsin boy, so he's going to be bringing that thing on, and you're going to be enjoying it when you win these tickets. Just a couple minutes away. First, we got to get through Am I the Jerk? But y'all, today's Am I the Jerk? Okay, teaser, I guess. You know, since Allie's not here, I got to do the teases. She's much better, but this one involves a wedding. And you know people go ahead and get a little crazy as soon as weddings get mentioned. They go muy loco, very crazy. So we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. And then shortly after that, those Charlie Barron's tickets coming your way. First, though, this wedding, Am I the Jerk? Boy, grab your tea, grab your coffee, grab what you need, and just know, weddings, they always go low. It's KISS FM.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I want to just jump right into this one. Because Antonia wrote in and says, am I the jerk for being upset people don't want to participate in my theme wedding? Here's what they said. My wedding is coming up in a few months. We've started to send out invitations to guests for their RSVP. My fiance and I decided to do a theme wedding because we're both very animated people and want that to reflect on our special day. So we included that we would love people to attend in theme-inspired dress for the night. Unfortunately, I've had a couple friends reach out to me and ask if we were serious about wanting the people to come dressed in theme for our day because they didn't want to do it. I'm bothered by the fact that they would even ask if I'm serious and annoyed that anyone feels like they wouldn't have to come dressed appropriately for our wedding. Had we noted a black tie event, no one would have asked a thing, right? Why question our desires as a couple on our day? Or am I being too sensitive here? Weddings do make people crazy. See, I told you, weddings make people crazy. And I guess I might not be different. Am I the jerk for being upset people don't want to participate in my wedding theme, Antonia? Well, Antonia, see, I understand where you're coming from. It is your big day. Your wedding is important. Yours and your partner's. You guys have made a conscious decision together. I mean, it's not even like you had to fight somebody, right? You didn't even have to fight your partner to go, no, I want to do this. No, I want to do that. Because sometimes we don't even get that far. Sometimes you guys are at odds at what you want the theme to be, what you want the colors to be, who wears what, the groom's in this, the bride's in that, and the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, and boy, we know why weddings make people crazy. It's a lot. It's a whole lot. But are you expected to always adhere to other people's expectations? And I mean that in both senses. Are you expected to adhere to those that don't want to come dressed to the nines, whatever your nines might be that day for your wedding day? And are the people expected to adhere to what you want if they're maybe not comfortable with what your theme might be? Say you got some, I'm randomly thinking of like a Renaissance theme, right? The shout out Bristol, the Renaissance Fair. Say you got a Renaissance theme. I don't necessarily got Renaissance themed dress. Now you're asking people to not only come to your wedding, probably bring you a gift or something, but then also probably have to go out and buy something. I would have to go out and buy something inspired for your wedding theme if it were something crazy that I just don't have in my arsenal, right? I'm also trying to play to my strengths. Maybe, you know, people aren't comfortable in the theme that you do have. You have to be understanding, but it's a quid pro quo, a this for that. I don't know. I'm at an impasse, and I want to lean towards you're not the jerk because it is your wedding day, but it's one of those things that it happens and it's gone in an instance. And are you going to focus on the people that weren't dressed up to the theme? I guess that's my thought. If you are going to focus on the people that aren't dressed, yeah, maybe you're not the jerk. You know, maybe you should go, all right, then don't come, right? Because at that point, you want people to be a part of your day completely. And if they're not willing to be a part of your day completely, I understand the justification. But Man, this is tough because I keep talking myself out of it. Because on that same coin, you want the people to just come and celebrate you, regardless of what they look like, right?
Mm.
What gets me is the had they said black tie event, I know people wouldn't be questioning it. I know everybody would just figure it out, right?
This one's tough.
I'm gonna let y'all answer this one. I don't know where I'm leaning. I'm standing on the fence. I get to stand on the fence, though. You don't. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. We're trying to figure out if Antonia's the jerk for being upset. People don't want to participate in her theme wedding. It's a tough one. We'll talk next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we need to help Antonia out. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People don't want to participate in her theme wedding. Says in a few months, they already started sending out invitations to their wedding. In a few months, her and her fiance decided to do a theme wedding because they're animated. Some people are reaching out going, do we have to? We don't want to. And Antonia's bothered going, why wouldn't you want or why wouldn't you just do? Like what? Had we said black tie event, this would be no consequence, right? Huh? Or am I just crazy? Am I just going a little too bridezilla right now? Wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People do not want to participate in her wedding theme. Let's get right to the phones. We got a regular called 5 days in a row, and opinionated is the word to say the least. Paulina in Milwaukee. Good morning, Paulina.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. How we doing? We're trying to figure it out for Antonia. Answer if she's the jerk for being mad people don't want to dress up for her wedding.
Yes. I think that she is a jerk.
Ooh,
and
speak.
I say this as a frequent cosplayer. If you don't know what a cosplayer is, people who dress up in costumes. I mean, I go to events and dress up all the time in costumes.
You do Comic-Con,
and somebody
all
who
that.
Loves doing that. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
So for cosplay, anybody that doesn't, cosplay is a shorthand for costume play. You yes. dress up whatever anime characters you might like or any character you might like.
Anything.
Go to convention.
Yeah.
LARPing, live action, role playing. Come on now. Listen, if you're in the community, you know. If you don't, it's okay. You're not as cool. But hey, we're here. So you're saying even though you are a fan of all of this, like theme, whatever the theme might be, you can't be mad if somebody doesn't want to?
Right. And I say that because I know, I mean, even a lot of my friends and family aren't comfortable doing cosplay because some people just really do feel weird doing stuff like that. You know, and I feel comfortable doing it. But not everybody does. People sometimes don't like wearing costumes and things like that unless it's Halloween.
Right.
And, I mean, doing it at a wedding is a little weird. And then, like you said, you got to go out now, buy a whole new
fit.
Get up.
I mean, people.
And half the time, you know, if they're talking about something licensed, you know, like, I don't know, if it's Star Wars, Disney, whatever.
Whatever.
That stuff's expensive.
Okay. Yeah.
So okay. Most people have a nice dress in their closet already to go to a wedding. But
true,
having
true.
To buy a costume, yeah, it's a little much.
Well, Paulina, let's say this. Let's say the theme is everybody, well, for example, today of all days, on Wednesdays, we wear pink, right? Say say for whatever reason, it's a pink out wedding and they want everybody to wear pink and somebody goes, I just, you know, pink isn't my color. Can I wear purple? Can I wear blue? Like what? Would you still say, yeah, let them wear the purple or blue or what?
I mean, I personally would. At my wedding, I didn't have I had a color scheme, but I didn't make anybody wear that color.
Sure.
Just, you know, it's just what I wanted for myself and then for my wedding party. Everybody else can come in whenever they want. You know, I don't want to be that person to have to make people go out and buy new wardrobe. Some people don't even have the funds for stuff like that. So I wouldn't expect that of people.
Okay. Say less. You kick it off. Says, yeah, you the jerk. You can't be mad at that. All right. Appreciate the call. We're going to keep moving. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Right, have a great day. Bye. Paulina said, yeah, the jerk. Said what she said. Now let's see what she says. Next one. She says she's trying to get that theme song. And when she got it, we already got the name. It's Christina with the blue hair. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, DZ. How are you?
We're doing good. I mean, honestly, I'm doing better than Antonia. I don't got to worry about telling people to come in theme to my wedding and then them tell me that they don't want it. So what do you say? Is she the jerk for being mad about it?
No.
No? Ooh, no. Speak
absolutely
on,
not.
Speak
I mean,
on
Paulina
it.
Had a lot of good points.
Right.
But
right.
You only get married once. And quite frankly, if you're a weirdo, your family already knew that.
If you're a weirdo, respectfully.
So, yeah, like me. Me and my husband had a Disney wedding. Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, okay?
Nice.
Nobody was shocked.
Right. They knew.
So, right. Your family knows if you like to dress up, you know, like cosplay or whatever. Now, I didn't hear them say cosplay. I heard theme.
It's just that we don't know the theme.
Yeah, theme could be like Great Gatsby. be, theme could be the 80s. That's what themes I think of.
Yeah.
I own a modeling agency. And with our agency, when we say theme, it's usually like a decade or an era, not cosplay.
Not, okay, but everybody come with your angel wings. It's it's heaven and hell, not whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever the bride wants, you just shut up and give it to her. This day is not about you. It's about her. Now, I do live in Milwaukee where people want to identify as dogs and fish. Now, if you want me to identify as a dog for the day, we're going to have a problem.
So there's limits.
If you want me to come dressed in certain era, I'm with it. I'm going to do whatever you need. And usually a wedding, you buy a new outfit. I mean, that's a part of the fun of going to a wedding is you get to buy a new outfit.
Yeah, if you can, not saying everybody has the ability, like Paulina was saying, you know, sometimes them pockets be a little light, you know, and it's either I get you a gift or I get me a tie.
Easy, you know, we got the Goodwill here.
Hey, that part, and you got to be comfortable
with
yourself.
We can fix it up ourselves, but I say give the bride what she wants. She's stressed out enough. Yes, weddings make you crazy. I went insane. I know I did. People just stopped talking to me until the day of. But
they showed up in theme, though. But they showed up in theme, didn't they? Oh,
they did because they knew better.
Christina with the blue hair splits us, says, nah, not the jerk. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day two. Is it?
Yeah, tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Somebody that is on day two, though, Miko said, I'm getting my theme song, man. I believe you, Papito. Good morning. What's the word?
Good morning, Papa. How you doing?
Man, we're here.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm listening.
They are not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
It is their day.
Yeah.
You know, exactly how Christina said. You said it more politically, but I'm going to say it the same way she said. If they're a little weird, they're a little weird. The family already knows that.
Yeah, you got to embrace
this
that.
Exactly. This also might be a way for them to weed out some people. You know,
that's a good point.
They knew weren't going to participate.
That's a good point, because then if they really don't want to come dressed in whatever theme you got, you can and have every right to go, that's fine, you don't have to attend.
Exactly. So, you know, I just got married in Puerto Rico in August. We didn't have a theme. You know, we were like, you want to come all dressed to the nines? Sure. I just didn't want any, like, you know, Wisconsin, you know, wedding. I didn't want any, like, flannel and jean shorts on the beach.
Sure.
But other than that, it's like, come as you are.
And just come ready for the whip, baby.
I would definitely say not a jerk. And you know what? It's her day. One day, give it to her. If I got to dress up like somebody in the 50s, somebody in the 80s, so be it. Yeah, if she wants me coming in like Batman and Robin, we're going to have a little bit of an issue, but whatever.
Ooh, not the jerk. We got a different Antonia that even texted the line and said, I'm Antonia, not the Antonia, but I'm living in Las Vegas, listening on the Odyssey app for the last 2 years, and I just got to say, people need to suck it up and be supportive, not the jerk.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That sums it up right there. Not the jerk. Have fun. Miko, appreciate you. We will talk tomorrow for day three, okay, Papa?
All right, Papa, have a good one.
You too, man. Stay safe out here. All right, well, that works it out. Antonia, you are not the jerk. It is your day, yours and your partner's. You guys embrace it. If they don't want to come in theme, they don't want to come, and you are okay to tell them that. I know nobody wants to say that to nobody, but you are more within your rights, within your marriage rights, you feel me, to go, cool, you don't have to be there. Boom, that answers that. Now, on to the next question. Who's about to win these Charlie Barron's tickets? He's going to be at the Riverside Theater March 29th and the 30th, but we're sending you a pair of tickets in your hand. Put them in your pocket. Staple them to the fridge. I don't know how you staple in the fridge, but do whatever you want with your tickets. You're winning them right now. 414-533-1037. Caller 33. You heard me. 33. You're going to see Charlie Barron's The Good Old Fashioned Tour at the Riverside Theater March 29th. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Listen, somebody's winning these Charlie Barron's tickets, and that's just the way it is. Hopefully it's you, and if it's not, we're doing them all week long. All week long. You hear me? It's a nice long week for your first full week back, so you got a chance to get some. Today we got our winner, though. We've got Crystal on the line. Good morning, Crystal. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. You are a winner. You're going to see Charlie Barron's March 29th at the Riverside Theater.
That's what's up. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have you seen or, you know, familiar with Charlie Barron's comedy?
Absolutely not. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. That's so good. Who are you taking with you?
I don't know yet.
Ooh, I was say, you're going to have some people try. Somebody. Listen, I was going to say, see, you don't have to worry about that. People are going to be itching. I know somebody's waiting, going, hey, take me. Crystal, take me. No, but you're going. Whatever you do with that other ticket is up to you. You got them. We're going to be giving you those two tickets in just a second. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. You're very welcome. Next chance tomorrow, same time, same place. You know we got you all week long. It's Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, no Allie today. Y'all know that. We're going to be gone for a little bit, handling some family tangs. Everything's good. She will be back ASAP. Don't you worry. Because you get me in the meantime, and I'm holding it down. And for the dirt today, what A-list celebrity is talking down about Gen Z, saying they're really annoying to work with? Jodie Foster. Now, I know most of y'all know the name Jodie Foster, obviously. Silence of the Lambs, Panic Room, Inside Man, the original Freaky Friday, right? And that's just some of the older stuff. Like, she's been in a lot. As far as history goes, Jodie Foster is a name you know even if you don't know, right? She's going ahead and coming at the next of the next generation, Gen Z, saying they're really annoying to work with. And not to mention, she's a mother of two Gen Z kids herself, so she might have some firsthand experience. She was recently being interviewed. Miss Award winner, Oscar Award winning Jodie Foster, then said that these kids, man, they really just sometimes don't take anything seriously. And I'm pretty fun. I don't take anything seriously. I make jokes all the time. However, some of these Gen Zs, they're really annoying, especially in the workplace. And she went on to explain, saying they're more like, nah, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to come in around 10:30 talking about work ethic. They're not wrong. A lot of these Gen Zs, they're not coming into work the 8, 9 o'clock. That 9 to 5 ain't no longer necessarily a 9 to 5. It's more like a 9 to 1 because they only want to work 3-4 hours a day, right? And I'm not clowning nobody, but Jodie Foster brings up a good point. She's not the only one. Whoopi Goldberg recently said, man, these Gen Z kids just don't want to work and don't want to work a full shift and are expecting all these things. And it's going to be hard for you to buy a house if you only want to work half a day, right? You're only going to get half a house. Are they wrong? Meh. Are they right? Meh. It's a changing demographic, and the tides are turning, if you will. Gen Z is taking more control of their work setting, and Jodie, even though it might be annoying, it might be something you're going to have to get used to because, you know, you had a great career. Now the next gen's up and you got to continue to work with them. If you want to keep being in these movies, mama, yeah, you might have to just not show up until 10:30 either. Looks like we all starting our day a little bit later. Well, not me. Y'all know me and Allie going to be here at the crack of dawn for y'all, but that's another story for another time. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. We are live from the Allie and DZ studios. Listen, y'all, I know it's been a little bit, and yesterday, you know, we had a special guest come through the studio, and I'm not saying we got a special guest in the studio now, maybe, just maybe, you know, special guests be popping up like that, but yesterday's guest got me thinking, because if you were listening, Amanda and Racine, Miss Turned Down For What, came by, gave us some gifts, and also talked a little bit about the baby, and after we talked about the baby, I went, oh, snap, I haven't done a baby update in a minute. Huh. Well, I guess we should do a little bit of a baby update. Now, as you guys know, my wife and I had our second born son, Danny, young Dannison, born November 13th, coming up on like 2 months, y'all. So boy ain't necessarily a newborn anymore, but he's still a baby, right? So what we've been doing is just kind of enjoying our time. Mom is still on leave, doing all the baby things, taking care of young man, getting him fed, getting him loving, all of that. And we've been monitoring, right? All the things you can do as a parent with a baby that small is feed them, change them, watch them, just stare at them. Parents know, the TTs, the uncles, everybody knows, you just stare at a baby sometimes. That's about all they're doing, right? A little tummy time here and there, but otherwise, you're watching. And we've been watching, and we watch so much so that we think we noticed something, and we don't know how we feel about it, man. We sent a message out to the doctor, but we think little man might have a little bit of an infection going on, and this is a new one for us because we never experienced this with our last last son. So I want to talk about it. My son, we think, might have what's called thrush, like in the mouth, you know, and I'm already knowing people know what it is, what could happen. Some of the mama bears, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But this was a what? A who? And I had to do some Googles. So under the Googling that I did, found out, you know, thrush obviously being a little bit of a bacterial infection that babies can get in the mouth that obviously can go to the mother. And I went, what? So what do we do? And kind of panicked, right? So we're like, immediately message the doctor, see what they say. And they're like, okay, well, if you guys are concerned, come in. We looked up symptoms and we're torn because we're wondering, is it thrush or is it just like dry mouth? You know, because how sometimes you get that little bit of like a white buildup, that like film that gets around your mouth or your tongue or something. Like, he doesn't have teeth. He only has gums. He's only breastfeeding. So we didn't think brushing his teeth or brushing his mouth daily was going to be a necessity. So that's not something we had been doing every day. Now, you bet you're behind. That's exactly what we're about to be doing. But we want to know what other things we can do, because sure, obviously the common is take him to the doctor. They're going to prescribe him an antibiotic. It'll take whatever, 7 days, and then it should start to clear up, yada, yada, yada. We know the routine. But if we can avoid taking our babies to the doctor or the hospital every single time something happens, we would prefer. So I wonder if there's any at-home remedies, or if you guys have your own personal stories or connections with it. Listen, I know we're not the first or the last parents to go through this with their babies. It's actually pretty common for a baby to develop thrush. All things considered, I go, okay, well then I feel a little bit better. It's at least common. So why don't we have a common conversation? I want to open it up to y'all. 414-533-1037 is the number. Have you ever had a baby go through thrush? Have you experienced it yourself? How did you get through it? How long did it take? As a parent going through this for the first time, I got questions. And if you guys got some answers, or if you guys got some stories, we would love to talk to you. It's Ali and DZ. We talk in the morning. Y'all know that. 414-533-1037. We will go over calls and texts next. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning. We're talking about a baby update. You know, my wife and I have a 2-month-old, basically, we can call it now. And unfortunately, the baby update is that we're going through something. And I know it's not the end of the world and the baby will be okay, but we're in the limbo phase of wondering if our baby has thrush. And it's a common thing. It happens to a lot of babies. It happens to a lot of mothers. Thrush, if you don't know, it's a little bit of a bacterial infection that can happen in the mouth. It basically happens when, like, milk sits too long or they're suckling too long. And it's an irritation that then causes an infection. And unfortunately, it's something that happens all too often. So I asked, what do we do? I mean, I need some help. And somebody said, tan, tan, nan, nan. Surprise, surprise, pulled up. I got some advice. And they happened to bring some donuts. So I'm never mad at them. You know what? Let me not be rude and disrespectful. Let me bring you up the right way. Today's very special surprise guest, Saucy.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
She different. Yeah, yeah, she I'm different.
Hey, okay. There, hey, DC.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One, thank you. Appreciate you bringing me a little snack. That was so nice of you.
Anytime.
Pulling up on me like that. He said, I was off of work, and I said, let me slide by.
Well, yeah, and I know that you're solo dolo, so I'm like, well, DC could use somebody.
Could use a friend.
Yeah, I'll be DC's friend.
Appreciate you being my friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Yes.
Saucy. When I said this, you literally came up out of nowhere and went, ooh, experience. Yep. So we don't know if it's actual thrush because we haven't, you know, been able to go into the doctor yet. We got an appointment coming up. But we want to at least approach it as if it is so that we can get ahead of it if it is. Because if it's not, then cool. We're not worried about it, right?
Right.
But you said you have experience with it. What was going
on? Most definitely. Well, my child had thrush, and it's actually not a bacterial infection. It's actually a fungal infection.
Oh, thank you for clarifying. Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So it's almost like a yeast infection.
Right.
But in your mouth.
Right. That's weird.
Yeah. But see, I asked what her nipples looked like. Sorry.
No,
but,
you're good. You're good.
That's kind of a telltale sign because it will really hurt the nurse bad.
And that's a valid question because that's what's got us wondering if it is or isn't, because she has been unaffected until now. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what's got us going, well, is it not then?
Well, and maybe it'll take a little bit for her to get it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I would most definitely go to the doctor. That's your best plan to do.
I hear that.
Yeah, I had to get antifungals for my kids when they had it.
Okay.
And like you said, it's a common thing.
It's common.
It happens.
I didn't know. I had no clue. So, yes. And I asked and people pulled up. 414-533-1037. We actually got Crystal in Racine. Good morning, Crystal. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, honestly, hopefully it's just as good as my son. I don't want to say better because we want to know if you have any experience with this. We're currently waiting to get to the doctor to see if our baby does have thrush and what we got to do. I don't know if you have maybe a home remedy. I've been reading up on a few things. What's your story? Talk to us.
Well, you're not going to like it. You're probably going to have to take him into the doctor.
Yeah.
I have personally had it myself. I have an autoimmune deficiency and my daughter had it. And I got it really bad in the mouth. Your tongue will like start to crack. It burns. It hurts to eat. Nothing will soothe the pain. Like she said earlier, it's like a yeast infection in the mouth.
And imagine that on a baby.
Aww. Baby who cannot speak on how they feel or anything like that.
Oh.
So the best thing before it spreads even worse and to other areas, I would go and get that antibiotics immediately.
Okay.
Just to give mom and the baby some comfort.
Sure. No, if this does happen and happen to be thrush, that's something that we want to handle immediately, right? No waiting.
Oh, yeah.
No
absolutely.
Waiting at all. Okay, so your advice is go to the doctor. I know you might not want to, but just go.
Yeah, just to be safe because it's painful. And as an adult, I was down for like 3 days crying because it hurt so bad. Couldn't eat. Couldn't want to drink nothing. Everything burned when it touched it.
Oh.
So I can only imagine what a baby's feeling when they go through it. It's the most pitiful thing ever.
Well, and hearing an adult explain that, go how bad it hurts,
imagine
all over
how the mother feels.
I mean, right? And it, imagine
they get it on their chest, on their nipples, and it's horrible.
And it's not like you don't stop. You don't stop feeding the baby at all.
And if it's a baby girl, it goes into the lower regions, and it's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Get ahead of it, okay, Crystal. Say less. I'm taking your advice. I might need to leave now. I don't know. Thank you for your call. We appreciate you. Have a good day.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Oh, all right. Well, we got somebody else and they said they actually got some key advice. And you know this person very well, Saucy. I'm going to just tell you right now. You sure do. Hey, it's Amanda and Racine. You turned down for nothing.
Hey, girl. Hey. Nothing, that's right.
That's right. Well, Amanda, hello. You said you're going to give me your best tips and tricks and what you've done, right?
Yeah, the method to my madness.
The method to your madness.
Step,
go.
The first step is I normally freak out anytime something happens. So who do I call? My husband. He either tells me, stop, you know, you're okay, don't worry about it. Or he'll say, okay, message the doctor. Then I message the doctor. Now, if I don't like the response I get from the doctor, then we'll actually do the call-in. Because I don't always just want to bring her in.
Right.
So then after that, then I just talk to the on-call people and see what they say.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
Ah.
So that's my method.
So take your steps. Take your baby steps.
Take
All
your
right.
steps.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Amanda.
Yeah.
And don't look at Google because you'll be in trouble.
Listen, the second I Googled, it said basically go to the emergency room. So
exactly.
You're not wrong.
I Google stuff all the time and I need to stop doing that.
WebMD is my best and worst enemy. I don't know how.
Facts.
Amanda, we'll talk to you later. We appreciate you.
Love you guys, bye.
Love you back.
Bye. All right. Well, some of the texts are interesting too because people have gone in and you can keep texting 414-533-1037. They said another thing you can do is look into with breastfeeding if your wife is taking a vitamin D supplement. She's been taking various supplements, said maybe up the dosage, be more mindful on the cleansing of the, like if you're pumping or all the things, the little, what do they call them? Pacifiers. We all call them something different, right?
Yep.
The pacifiers. We're doing all of this stuff. Everything we're doing, we're sanitizing things religiously. We're on top of cleaning bottles. We're on top of cleaning pump material. Because we went into the research. We went down the rabbit hole already and went, WebMD said we're terrible parents.
Right? That's how it makes you feel.
Obviously,
sometimes.
That's not the case. What we will do is we're definitely taking the advice. We have an appointment set. We were approaching it like that, but we wanted to know what we could do. Some people have said you can do a saltwater rinse. Apparently,
but you got it. That's actually not a bad idea. But on a baby?
They say with a cotton swab. A cotton swab, just dip it. Very minimal.
Okay.
So it's like basically brushing, but with a cotton swab. Or another one, they said, diluting baking soda with warm water. Again, with the cotton swab, you can use that on mom and baby. It is safe. Obviously, check with your medical professional first and foremost, but I appreciate everybody's tips and tricks. We're going to get through this, y'all. Thank you.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, not Allie, because y'all know she gonna be out
a little bit.
She be back, though. Everything's all good. If you missed it, listen back on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Allie and DZ. But you get me, DZ, and I'm talking about who got told to sit down at the Golden Globes that happened over the weekend. Dua Lipa. So, obviously, many people were in attendance. She was nominated because she did Dance the Night Away for Barbie movie. And when she was there, obviously, you show out. It's a very formal event, so you dress to the nines, some people to tens. And I'd say she was definitely maybe dressed to a 10 or 11 because her dress was so tight that she couldn't actually sit down. So when it came time to sit down, now, let me clarify, I don't think she's actually being yelled at to sit down by the Golden Globes. I think it's probably more a friend that they did it, because she posted it on her Instagram about somebody saying, sit down, Dua Lipa, sit, it's time to sit down. And you just see her slide in the chair very awkwardly and stay stiff as a board. Ladies know exactly what I'm talking about. When the dress is too tight, the pants are too tight, the shirt is too whatever, and you just can't get comfortable. So she posted and said, thank you, Golden Globes, for an amazing night, yada, yada. Only thing missing was the reclining chair. And I tend to agree, man. Y'all sacrifice a lot for fashion. Double, triple salute to y'all, because it couldn't be me. I would have been standing up. And as a matter of fact, that's how she got to the venue. She stood up on a bus the whole ride.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning, Wepa.
Y'all know Allie is MIA for a little bit. Had to handle some business and she's standing on it. But meanwhile, she's gone. Y'all get me, and you know we're going to hold it down. And I got to talk about it, because I'm going to re-rip this Band-Aid off, because we was all prepared. Everybody got all scurred. And then let's just say there were some flurries. I'll call it what it is. It was a fluke. not much at all. But in that panic, I went out and I tried to get all of the salt that I could. Literally every single salt bag that I could find in whatever radius that I was actually in. Most places were out. And unfortunately, one of the times I actually tried to go get salt, it worked out terribly. So terribly, I ended up purchasing something by accident. But it wasn't my fault, technically. It wasn't technically my fault. So I was at the store. It doesn't matter which store, but it was late. I had tried to go to a different store. I was leaving the Bucks game. You guys may or may not know I'm one of the Bucks in-game hosts. So after the game, I was on the way home, figured, boom, let me stop for some salt because it's about to snow tomorrow. Let me get ahead of this. Try to stop at one store. They were closed. So I go next door to my store in Bayview. They're open another couple minutes. So I rush in. I'm like, where's the salt? Can't find it. Have to ask for some help. One guy points me to the one lonely bag of salt that they got in the front of the store and goes, this is it, man. I mean, if you want to take it, of course I'm going to take it. Don't play with me. Put it in the cart. So I get that bag of salt. And then he goes, I think we got some more in the back. And I go, what is wrong with y'all keeping this in the back? What are you hoarding it for yourselves? So we go to the back and this man pulls out this bag, a huge bag, like a 40-pound bag. And I'm like, cool, yes, throw it in, whatever. I don't care. He's trying to explain something to me. I'm not necessarily listening. But he says, I use it at home. And I went, great, you use it at home? Fantastic, man. Thank you. As I'm going towards the checkout, I'm analyzing what I'm looking at. This man put a bag of water softener in my cart. He uses water softener at his house, right? And I'm like, man, I'm not trying to... I can't go home with only one bag of rock salt. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how expensive this big old 40-pound bag of water softener is. Something I've never purchased in my life, and go from there, right? So I get to the register and it's cheap. So I buy it. And lo and behold, I look it up and sure enough, it says that you can use water softener as an alternative to rock salt. And I went, what? And of course, I mean, it being salt and a treatment salt at that, sure, it's going to melt once it becomes wet in contact with anything wet, but in none of my days have I ever heard of anybody using water softener as salt. salt to use for their driveway, for their sidewalk, for their anything as a de-icer. And it made me think, man, what are we spending money unnecessarily on rock salt? Can we be using other things? Are there other alternatives? I've heard people say kitty litter. I have heard people use the kitty litter one. I haven't used it myself, but in a pinch, I keep some kitty litter in your trunk. It'll get you out of a hole, especially if you get your car dug in, whatever it is. I have heard some of those tips and tricks, but I want to open up to the lines because the water softener was brand new to me. I mean, I'm talking about I had the what? Face raggy? I didn't know what was going on, but sure enough, it's an alternative. I still bought some more rock salt from other places. Now, don't get me wrong. I made a few more stops and purchased rock salt, but what I'm planning to do is mix it up because this huge ice-looking chunks of rock-hard water softener. I think that's too much. I don't know. I want to spread the love a little bit, but if there's something else that I could be using instead, please feel free. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call. We want to hear it. I don't know. Like, what? Water softener as a rock salt alternative for de-icing. All right. We'll chop it up some more. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 KISS FM. Sweetest Pie, Meg Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa. I bet you Dua Lipa was standing up the whole time during that song because she's probably wearing a dress too tight to sit down. If you know what I'm talking about, it was in the dirt. Don't worry about it. You missed it. It's fine. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning. Man, I'm talking about rock salt alternative because I went to the store and I was struck. You know, they were out. They had nothing going. And I went, man, I gotta get something. Am I just about to buy a huge bag of table salt? Nope. I accidentally purchased water softener, a big bag of water softener, because the guy at the store was like, yeah, go ahead, man. I use this in my house. Didn't even think twice. I thought it's definitely salt. And lo and behold, yeah, it is salt, but I didn't think it would work. So far, so good. But we got somebody on the line. They said they got the perfect alternative for me. Jade, good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
So you said you have the perfect alternative for me, right?
Yes. I think you should just stick to rock salt.
How is that an alternative? So you're just telling me to keep driving around until I find more rock salt?
Well, maybe you should have bought it earlier.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't disagree with that kind of logic. You're right. I shouldn't have waited until last minute. So I should just stick with rock salt.
Never wait till last minute.
But buy it earlier. Dang. Okay. Well, say less. You know, you left me silent. I got nothing to argue with that. I appreciate you. Have a good day, Jade.
You have a good day, too.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye. If you don't know, Jade is 10 years old, and that 10-year-old logic just transcends. She said, well, just buy more rock salt. Just don't wait until the night before it's supposed to snow really bad. I mean, come on, DZ. But she's not wrong. She's not wrong, okay? There are a few texts, 414-533-1037, that have come in. People are supporting it, saying, listen, in a pinch, water softener actually works. We used to use it in our driveway all of the time. You know, if stores were sold out of rock salt, that is Natalie. Lori in Cedarburg said, put rock salt down before the snow. It'll help keep the snow from accumulating off of your driveway. Yes, all of the yes to that, Lori. That's actually what I did last night. I went out kind of late. It was maybe 10-ish something, 11. And I went, you know what? Let me throw some salt down. You know, let me throw some of this water softener down. And I went outside, tried to hit the driveway, hit a little bit of the neighbor's stuff. And honestly, I think it was okay. But alternatives. People did come through with some interesting ones. Now, all of my water sanitation and clean people, you know, all of the Department of Public Works people know sand. I've seen them use sand when the salt is in a decline, right? When we're in a salt recession, you've seen the sand on the highways, over the home bridge. Mm-hmm. But one that I didn't know, somebody said rubbing alcohol, mix rubbing alcohol onto the ice. Rubbing alcohol makes sense. Makes sense. Sugar also works? No. Sugar, I don't believe. It's not as corrosive. No. Kitty litter? Yeah, somebody did already say kitty litter. You got to keep that in the trunk. It'll help your car get out. Or beet juice? No. Nah. See, now y'all are getting crazy. I was believing y'all some of these, but now I think y'all are just trolling, talking about beet juice works as a de-icer. No. Okay, on that note, I'm just going to go ahead and cut it, because now y'all are just talking crazy and y'all aren't making sense. Whoop. Don't forget, though, it's for real. Charlie Barron's tickets coming up 7 o'clock hour. He's going to be here at Riverside Theater. Bringing the good old-fashioned tour to the Riverside. Charlie Barron's tickets coming up. But first, we got to get through a couple things, including what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
This time I... You know what? I don't know. Every time I try to think, like, is it going to be good advice, bad advice? Not to decide prehand, but to give myself an idea of where I might be going, right? And I don't think I know, because it's about siblings and growing resent. But after reading through a little bit, I don't even know if it's really, really about siblings. So I want y'all to help decide, obviously. What was their name? Monica. Monica wrote in, obviously, Christmas Protection Program. So I'm starting to grow resentful of my sibling's significant other. And this is what she said. My older sister and her partner have been dating for well over a year. They go well together. She's been much happier and overall nicer since they started dating. Obviously, that's not my problem, though. It's this. We're dancers. And that's how we met. That's how they met, excuse me, through mutual friends who are choreographers. Now, that's great, but I feel like I'm getting pushed out of her life almost completely now. We used to talk all the time, every day. And now I'm lucky if I get a call, if I get a couple calls a week, and don't even mention seeing her. Oh, you big mad, huh? Says we seeing exclamation point. We used to talk and dream about how we're going to be world traveling dancers, choreographers. Would make up a new routine every week and then spend that week memorizing it to have a catalog ready to showcase our skills whenever asked. Oh, y'all were ready. Says but, big but, over the last few months, it's been on the back burner. Yet I see them posting dumb TikTok dances together all the time. Salty, somebody salty. All right, she wraps it up quick and says, to me, it's rude and disrespectful to say you're too busy to work on our craft and dream and then go online and post a dance with your partner 3 hours later. I'm starting to feel resentment towards them as a couple, more my sibling significant other. I don't see how there's now magically no time for us. Before everyone says just talk to her, I have and nothing's changed. I've tried to be serious. I've tried to be funny. I've tried to be compassionate. None has made a difference. She doesn't care. What can I do to make her realize what she's doing is wrong, Monica? Ooh-wee. There's a few layers that I do think we need to address with this, right? One being somebody is very petitious right now and in their feelings. Yes, Monica, I am talking to you. You're not going to like my advice. I know you are not going to like my advice, Monica, but I do think I can help you out. You are actually the problem. And I'll explain to you exactly what I mean by that. My advice to you is apologize, but I'll explain why I'm telling you to apologize next. I want to open it up to the lines, get everybody's opinion together. You know, I like a little jumble, a little mix up. Let's get a little jambalaya going this morning for What Would DZ Do? 414-533-1037. You can call, you can text. We're trying to help Monica out. She's saying she's growing resentment towards her sibling's significant other because basically she feels like she's taking her sister away from her. Not minimizing, but we're going to help her out. 414-533-1037. What would DZ do? Let's get Monica some help. Let's try to help her not be resentful towards her sister or her sister's partner. We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We do have a problem. It's not our problem, it's Monica's, though. Monica's growing resentful towards her sibling significant other, says they've been dating for well over a year. They're great. You know, her sister and her partner are great, but now Monica feels like she's on the back burner. You know, went from talking all the time, all day, every day, to barely a couple days a week and all of this. And now they're no longer working on the same dream. And she's still posting TikToks with her partner, but now can't work on their dances together. And they seem young. We don't know how old they are, actually. They never stated that. So I'm sorry if they are on the young side. But you've been dating, you know, your partner over a year and a half. I'm assuming you're at least late teens at the youngest. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get her some help. I said this. I said, you're actually the problem. She's not doing anything wrong. She's feeding into it. You need to apologize. I feel like you've probably been in your feelings, a little petitious. Y'all know my word, petitious. A little too petty. Petty Betty over here needs to say sorry and move on. Let the TikToks happen. I don't know. I mean, You know what happens when you fall in love, especially maybe that young love. But let's get to the lines, because I'm not the only one with some advice. You know what it is. We open it up to y'all so we can discuss together. And together is the best way we do it every single day. Let's hop to it. A regular. We got Mike in Hartford on the line, a.k.a. Babe. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, babe.
What's the word, man? We're trying to help Monica out. I mean, I said what I said. I think she's the problem and needs to apologize, man. But what do you say?
I agree. People grow up. Dreams change. I had dreams that I looked back 15 years ago when I was 21 years old, and those dreams definitely have changed.
Right.
Now that I'm 36, like, it is what it is.
Well, and I mean, even think about the dreams that have changed from 30 to 36, Mike, right?
Oh, like, yeah,
speak
for sure.
The short-term dreams that just happened to go.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is they were really, really hardcore into this whole dance thing early, because that's what she's feeling the most, right? Going, man, my dance partner's gone, and my dance partner got a new dance partner, right?
Yep. And maybe the sister who has the partner, maybe she's realizing that maybe dance isn't something that'll be financially beneficial to her future.
It is a tough industry, man. Any entertainment industry.
I was never a dancer, but you know, it could be something where she's thinking it's a tough industry.
Yeah, going, well, so, maybe you gotta keep it a dream and also face the realities. Ooh.
Yep.
Dang. Okay, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
Right.
Hopefully,
yep,
Monica's
have a good
listening.
One.
You too, brother. Later, man. All right, we'll keep it rolling. This was we got on the line. Let's get to Heather in Racine. Heather said, "You got some advice?" She said, "A little bit." And then I could smell the familiarity. I was just like, "Ooh, you got some personal experience." That tasted like personal experience. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. Bye. Love you. Sorry.
No, you're saying bye to the kiddos. We already know. Bye, kids. Love you.
I am.
But now talk to us. Help Monica out. What do you say?
So I think she definitely sounds very young. They both do. I would, you know, so I think it's just the fact of needing to grow up and realize that, you know, things change. People change, but the biggest thing is like just to be there to support them at the end. You know, at some point we grow up, we see different things, we get with somebody, and that changes your whole perspective on life half the time.
Oh yeah, I mean, your relationship is immediately affected by that other person. It's like a whole new environment, an entirely different ecosystem. And what people don't understand is that you start to really assimilate. Why do you think people that date long enough start to talk like each other, or you know, take on their manner? And it's like, no, I talk with my hands. Or now we both talk with our hands. And me and my wife notice it all the time. You think my wife said bet before we started dating? I bet she didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many things, and vice versa, right? Like, I pick up plenty of things from her, like she picks up from me. It's one of those things that where until you're in that situation, you don't have that.
You don't know.
And maybe that love is just flourishing so hardcore. I hate to say it, but Monica, you might have lost your dance partner. What if now it's their dream? Right?
Yeah. I don't even know if it would be their dream per se, just for like the TikToks and stuff, because I don't do all the TikToks. Well,
I feel that. But you know these kids love it. That's why you already know, for real. Okay, but you're saying no, you're kind of in the wrong, Monica. It is you, not her.
I think Monica should probably just sit back, focus on herself, you know, focus on that's what you want to do. You know, dance partners will come along, because even if the boyfriend or whoever didn't come along, that doesn't necessarily mean that this will continue.
Right.
As you get older. So if this is really her passion, she needs to focus on that. You know, say you're sorry, say whatever, because eventually you guys are still sisters and siblings.
True.
So it's either going to go one or two ways. You keep being butthurt about it, and it goes left, or you go right, and it's like, all right, cool, you guys have some type of relationship later.
That part. Okay. Heather, appreciate the call and the advice. Have a great day, okay?
You too now. Yep.
All right, bye. Ooh-wee! Listen, 2 for 2, and if you include mine, 3 for 3 going, let's see if we round it out. We are trying to get her some sound advice, right? Like, you know, sometimes we like to be a little funny with it, but no, we for real. And this man is definitely for real coming through with the advice. You're getting to know him well. He recently got his theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Evan in Hell's Corners.
What up? What up?
Yes, sir. Good morning, my G.
You know, DZ, you know, you said all those nice things, but I'm going to be the one that soils the pot here because I have the opposite advice today.
Whoa. I
say this. That's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many siblings you have, but I know you have that one.
Yeah.
And some little boy in some relationship right now isn't worth losing that bond over, I mean, with your sister. I say this.
Okay.
I say play sabotage. You let her see how bad of a guy he is. Or maybe just be so insufferable as a sister that he doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Intrude yourself is what you're saying. Oh, where y'all going today? Oh, bet. Oh, y'all filming the TikTok? Yeah. I'm on the way. Yeah.
I'm on the TikTok. Yes. Just be insufferable. Your sister's too much. I can't handle it. Look, I'm a strong believer in chasing your dreams.
Yeah.
And I'm also a very strong believer in needing people in order to assist you in that.
100%.
And a partnership between two sisters or siblings that are on a venture to lead.
And on that wavelength.
One dude comes along and just like ruins it. I'm sorry. I'm not going down without a fight. Like if I try to sabotage you and it doesn't work, then I'll take my L and I'll go be successful without you. But I'm going to try.
I'm going to try to ruin it. Ooh, so you're going to make it hard for that love to flourish, bro.
Make it hard. Yeah, you're interfering with my sisterly love, so I'm going to interfere with yours. I mean, your sister has a duty to you. As your sister, I mean, she can't just edge you out like that with no consequences. I'm fighting for that.
Evan said, yeah, y'all look cute, but we got a mission. Get up out my way.
Yeah.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. Please don't forget Charlie Barron's. We got them tickets for you 7:45 this morning coming up. He's going to be here in March at the Riverside Theater bringing the good old-fashioned tour. He's a Wisconsin boy, so he's going to be bringing that thing on, and you're going to be enjoying it when you win these tickets just a couple minutes away. First, we got to get through Am I the Jerk? But, y'all, today's Am I the Jerk? Oh, okay. Teaser, I guess. You know, since Allie's not here, I got to do the teases. She's much better, but this one involves a wedding. And you know people go ahead and get a little crazy as soon as weddings get mentioned. They go muy loco, very crazy. So we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. And then shortly after that, those Charlie Barron's tickets coming your way. First, though, this wedding, Am I the Jerk? Boy, grab your tea, grab your coffee, grab what you need, and just know, weddings, they always go low. Kiss FM.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I want to just jump right into this one. Because Antonia wrote in and says, am I the jerk for being upset? People don't want to participate in my theme wedding. Here's what they said. My wedding is coming up in a few months. We've started to send out invitations to guests for their RSVP. My fiance and I decided to do a theme wedding because we're both very animated people and want that to reflect on our special day. So we included that we would love people to attend in theme-inspired dress for the night. Unfortunately, I've had a couple friends reach out to me and ask if we were serious about wanting the people to come dressed in theme for our day because they didn't want to do it. I'm bothered by the fact that they would even ask if I'm serious and annoyed that anyone feels like they wouldn't have to come dressed appropriately for our wedding. Had we noted a black tie event, no one would have asked a thing, right? Why question our desires as a couple on our day? Or am I being too sensitive here? Weddings do make people crazy. See, I told you, weddings make people crazy. And I guess I might not be different. Am I the jerk for being upset? People don't want to participate in my wedding theme, Antonia. Well, Antonia, see, I understand where you're coming from. It is your big day. Your wedding is important. Yours and your partner's. You guys have made a conscious decision together. I mean, it's not even like you had to fight somebody, right? You didn't even have to fight your partner to go, no, I want to do this. No, I want to do that. Because sometimes we don't even get that far. Sometimes you guys are at odds at what you want the theme to be, what you want the colors to be, who wears what, the groom's in this, the bride's in that, and the bridesmaids and the groom's men. And boy, we know why weddings make people crazy. It's a lot. It's a whole lot. But are you expected to always adhere to other people's expectations? And I mean that in both senses. Are you expected to adhere to those that don't want to come dressed to the nines, whatever your nines might be that day for your wedding day? And are the people expected to adhere to what you want if they're maybe not comfortable with what your theme might be? Say you got some, I'm randomly thinking of like a Renaissance theme, right? The shout out Bristol, the Renaissance Fair. Say you got a Renaissance theme. I don't necessarily got Renaissance themed dress. Now you're asking people to not only come to your wedding, probably bring you a gift or something, but then also probably have to go out and buy something. I would have to go out and buy something inspired for your wedding theme if it were something crazy that I just don't have in my arsenal, right? I'm also trying to play to my strengths. Maybe, you know, people aren't comfortable in the theme that you do have. You have to be understanding, but it's a quid pro quo, excuse me, a this for that. I don't know. I'm at an impasse, and I want to lean towards you're not the jerk because it is your wedding day, but it's one of those things that it happens and it's gone in an instance. And are you going to focus on the people that weren't dressed up to the theme? I guess that's my thought. If you are going to focus on the people that aren't dressed, yeah, maybe you're not the jerk. You know, maybe you should go, all right, then don't come, right? Because at that point, you want people to be a part of your day completely. And if they're not willing to be a part of your day completely, I understand the justification. But man, this is tough because I keep talking myself out of it. Because on that same coin, you want the people to just come and celebrate you regardless of what they look like, right? What gets me is the had they said black tie event, I know people wouldn't be questioning it. I know everybody would just figure it out, right? This one's tough. I'm gonna let y'all answer this one. I don't know where I'm leaning. I'm standing on the fence. I get to stand on the fence, though. You don't. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. We're trying to figure out if Antonia's the jerk for being upset. People don't want to participate in her theme wedding. It's a tough one. We'll talk next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we need to help Antonia out. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People don't want to participate in her theme wedding. Says in a few months, they already started sending out invitations to their wedding. In a few months, her and her fiance decided to do a theme wedding because they're animated. Some people are reaching out going, do we have to? We don't want to. And Antonia's bothered going, why wouldn't you want, or why wouldn't you just do, like, what? Had we said black tie event, this would be no consequence, right? Huh? Or am I just crazy? Am I just going a little too bridezilla right now? Wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset. People do not want to participate in her wedding theme. Let's get right to the phones. We got a regular called 5 days in a row, and opinionated is the word to say the least. Paulina in Milwaukee. Good morning, Paulina.
Good morning. Hey.
How we doing? We're trying to figure it out for Antonia. Answer if she's the jerk for being mad people don't want to dress up for her wedding.
Yes. I think that she is a jerk.
Ooh,
and
speak.
I say this as a frequent cosplayer. If you don't know what a cosplayer is, people who dress up in costumes. I mean, I go to events and dress up all the time in costumes.
You do Comic-Con,
and somebody
all
who
that.
Loves doing that. Yes,
so
exactly.
For cosplay, anybody that doesn't, cosplay is a shorthand for costume play. You dress up whatever anime characters you might like, or any character you might like.
Anything.
Go to convention. Yeah. LARPing, live action, role playing. Come on now. Listen, if you're in the community, you know. If you don't, it's okay. You're not as cool. But hey, we're here. So you're saying even though you are a fan of all of this, like theme, whatever the theme might be, you can't be mad if somebody doesn't want to?
Right. And I say that because I know, I mean, even a lot of my friends and family aren't comfortable doing cosplay because some people just really do feel weird doing stuff like that, you know, and I feel comfortable doing it. But not everybody does. People sometimes don't like wearing costumes and things like that unless it's Halloween.
Right.
And, I mean, doing it at a wedding is a little weird. And then, like you said, you got to go out now, buy a whole new
fit.
Get up.
Well, I mean, people.
And half the time, you know, if they're talking about something licensed, you know, like, I don't know, if it's Star Wars, Disney, whatever.
Whatever.
That stuff's expensive. Okay.
Yeah.
So most people have a nice dress in their closet already to go to a wedding. But
having
to buy a costume, it's a little much.
Well, Paulina, let's say this. Let's say the theme is... everybody, well, for example, today of all days, on Wednesdays, we wear pink, right? Say say for whatever reason, it's a pink out wedding and they want everybody to wear pink and somebody goes, I just, you know, pink isn't my color. Can I wear purple? Can I wear blue? Like, what? Would you still say, eh, yeah, let them wear the purple or blue or what?
I mean, I personally would. At my wedding, I didn't have I had a color scheme, but I didn't make anybody wear that color.
Sure.
Just, you know, it's just what I wanted for myself and then for my wedding party. Everybody else can come in whatever they want, you know. I don't want to be that person to have to make people go out and buy new wardrobe. Some people don't even have the funds for stuff like that. So I wouldn't expect that of people.
Okay. Say less. You kick it off. Says, yeah, you the jerk. You can't be mad at that. All right. Appreciate the call. We're going to keep moving, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Right, have a great day. Bye. Woo! Paulina said, yeah, the jerk. Said what she said. Now let's see what she says. Next one. She says she's trying to get that theme song. And when she got it, we already got the name. It's Christina with the blue hair. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, DZ. How are you?
We're doing good. I mean, honestly, I'm doing better than Antonia. I don't got to worry about telling people to come in theme to my wedding and then them tell me that they don't want it. So what do you say? Is she the jerk for being mad about it?
No.
No? Ooh, no. Speak
absolutely
on,
not.
Speak
I mean, Paulina
it.
Had a lot of good points.
Right.
But
right.
You only get married once. And quite frankly, if you're a weirdo, your family already knew that.
If you're a weirdo, respectfully.
So, yeah, like me. Me and my husband had a Disney wedding. Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, okay?
Nice.
Nobody was shocked.
Right. They knew.
So, right. Your family knows if you like to dress up, you know, like cosplay or whatever. Now, I didn't hear them say cosplay. I heard theme.
It's just that we don't know the theme.
Yeah, theme could be like Great Gatsby. Theme could be the 80s. That's what themes I think of.
Yeah.
I own a modeling agency. And with our agency, when we say theme, it's usually like a decade or an era, not cosplay.
Not, okay, but, everybody come with your angel wings. It's it's heaven and hell, not whatever. Right.
Yeah, whatever the bride wants, you just shut up and give it to her. This day is not about you. It's about her. Now, I do live in Milwaukee where people want to identify as dogs and fish. Now, if you want me to identify as a dog for the day, we're going to have a problem.
So there's limits.
If you want me to come dressed in certain era, I'm with it. I'm going to do whatever you need. And usually a wedding, you buy a new outfit. I mean, that's a part of the fun of going to a wedding is you get to buy a new outfit.
Yeah, if you can, not saying everybody has the ability, like Paulina was saying, you know, sometimes them pockets be a little light, you know, and it's either I get you a gift or I get me a tie. Ooh.
Easy, you know, we got the Goodwill here.
Hey, that part. And you got to be comfortable
and
with yourself.
We can fix it up ourselves, but I say give the bride what she wants. She's stressed out enough. Yes, weddings make you crazy. I went insane.
Yep.
I went insane. I know I did. People just stopped talking to me until the day of. But
they showed up in theme, though. But they showed up in theme, didn't they? Oh,
they did because they knew better.
Christina with the blue hair splits us, says, nah, not the jerk. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day two. Is it? Yeah, tomorrow.
Bye.
All right. Somebody that is on day two, though, Miko said, I'm getting my theme song, man. I believe you, Papito. Good morning. What's the word?
Good morning, Papa. How you doing?
Man, so, we're here.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm listening.
They are not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
It is their day.
Yeah.
You know, exactly how Christina said. You said it more politically, but I'm going to say it the same way she said. If they're a little weird, they're a little weird. The family already knows that.
Yeah, you got to embrace
this
that.
Exactly. This also might be a way for them to weed out some people. You know,
that's a good point.
They knew weren't going to participate.
That's a good point, because then if they really don't want to come dressed in whatever theme you got, you can and have every right to go, that's fine, you don't have to attend.
Exactly. So, you know, I just got married in Puerto Rico in August. We didn't have a theme. You know, we were like, you want to come all dressed to the nines? Sure. I just didn't want any, like, you know, Wisconsin, you know, wedding. I didn't want any, like, flannel and jean shorts on the beach.
Sure.
But other than that, it's like come as you are.
And just come ready for the whip, yeah, baby.
I would definitely say not a jerk. And you know what? It's her day. One day, give it to her. If I got to dress up like somebody in the 50s, somebody in the 80s, so be it.
yeah, if she wants me coming in like Batman and Robin, we're going to have a little bit of an issue, but whatever.
Ooh, not the jerk, not the jerk. We got a different Antonia that even texted the line and said, I'm Antonia, not the Antonia, but I'm living in Las Vegas, listening on the Odyssey app for the last 2 years. And I just got to say, people need to suck it up and be supportive, not the jerk.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That sums it up right there. Fun. Not the jerk. Have fun. Miko, appreciate you. We will talk tomorrow for day three. Okay, Papa?
All right, Papa. Have a good one.
You too, man. Stay safe out here. All right. Well, that works it out. Antonia, you are not the jerk. It is your day, yours and your partner's. You guys embrace it. If they don't want to come in theme, they don't want to come. And you are okay to tell them that. I know nobody wants to say that to nobody, but you are more within your rights, within your marriage rights. You feel me? To go, cool. You don't have to be there. Boom. That answers that. Now, on to the next question. Who's about to win these Charlie Barron's tickets? He's going to be at the Riverside Theater March 29th and the 30th, but we're sending you a pair of tickets in your hand. Put them in your pocket. Staple them to the fridge. I don't know how you staple in the fridge, but do whatever you want with your tickets. You're winning them right now. 414-533-1037. Caller 33. You heard me. 33. You're going to see Charlie Barron's, the good old-fashioned tour at the Riverside Theater, March 29th, 414-533-1037. Good luck. Listen, somebody's winning these Charlie Barron's tickets, and that's just the way it is. Hopefully it's you, and if it's not, we're doing them all week long. All week long. You hear me? It's a nice long week for your first full week back, so you got a chance to get some. Today we got our winner, though. We've got Crystal on the line. Good morning, Crystal. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good, good. You are a winner. You're going to see Charlie Barron's March 29th at the Riverside Theater.
That's what's up. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have you seen or, you know, familiar with Charlie Barron's comedy?
Absolutely not. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice, nice. That's so good. Who are you taking with you?
I don't know yet.
Ooh, I was gonna say, you're going to have some people try. Somebody. Listen, I was going to say, so you don't have to worry about that. People are going to be itching. I know somebody's waiting, going, hey, take me. Crystal, take me. No, but you're going. Whatever you do with that other ticket is up to you. You got them. We're going to be giving you those two tickets in just a second. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. You're very welcome. Next chance, tomorrow, same time, same place. You know we got you all week long. It's Kiss FM.
Hey, hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, no Allie today. Y'all know that. We're going to be gone for a little bit, handling some family tangs. Everything's good. She will be back ASAP. Don't you worry. Because you get me in the meantime, and I'm holding it down. And for the dirt today, what A-list celebrity is talking down about Gen Z, saying they're really annoying to work with? Jodie Foster. Now, I know most of y'all know the name Jodie Foster, obviously. Silence of the Lambs, Panic Room, Inside Man, the original Freaky Friday, right? And that's just some of the older stuff. Like, she's been in a lot. As far as history goes, Jodie Foster is a name you know even if you don't know, right? She's going ahead and coming at the next of the next generation, Gen Z, saying they're really annoying to work with. And not to mention, she's a mother of two Gen Z kids herself, so she might have some firsthand experience. She was recently being interviewed. Miss Award winner, Oscar Award winning Jodie Foster, then said that these kids, man, they really just sometimes don't take anything seriously. And I'm pretty fun. I don't take anything seriously. I make jokes all the time. However, some of these Gen Zs, they're really annoying, especially in the workplace. And she went on to explain, saying they're more like, nah, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to come in around 10:30 talking about work ethic. They're not wrong. A lot of these Gen Zs, they're not coming into work. The 8, 9 o'clock, that 9 to 5 ain't no longer necessarily a 9 to 5. It's more like a 9 to 1 because they only want to work 3-4 hours a day, right? And I'm not clowning nobody, but Jodie Foster brings up a good point. She's not the only one. Whoopi Goldberg recently said, man, these Gen Z kids just don't want to work and don't want to work a full shift and are expecting all these things. And it's going to be hard for you to buy a house if you only want to work half a day, right? You're only going to get half a house. Are they wrong? Meh. Are they right? Meh. It's a changing demographic. And the tides are turning, if you will. Gen Z is taking more control of their work setting. And Jodie, even though it might be annoying, it might be something you're going to have to get used to because, you know, you had a great career. Now the next gen's up and you got to continue to work with them. If you want to keep being in these movies, mama, yeah, you might have to just not show up until 10:30 either. Looks like we all starting our day a little bit later. Well, not me. Y'all know me and Allie going to be here at the crack of dawn for y'all, but that's another story for another time. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. We are live from the Allie and DZ studios. Listen, y'all, I know it's been a little bit, and yesterday, you know, we had a special guest come through the studio, and I'm not saying we got a special guest in the studio now, maybe, just maybe, you know, special guests be popping up like that, but yesterday's guest got me thinking, because if you were listening, Amanda and Racine Miss Turned Down For What came by, gave us some gifts, and also talked a little bit about the baby, and after we talked about the baby, I went, oh, snap, I haven't done a baby update in a minute. Huh. Well, I guess we should do a little bit of a baby update now. As you guys know, my wife and I had our second born son, Danny, young Dannison, born November 13th, coming up on like 2 months, y'all. So boy ain't necessarily a newborn anymore, but he's still a baby, right? So what we've been doing is just kind of enjoying our time. Mom is still on leave, doing all the baby things, taking care of young man, getting him fed, getting him loving, all of that. And we've been monitoring, right? All the things you can do as a parent with a baby that small is feed them, change them, watch them, just stare at them. Parents know, the TTs, the uncles, everybody knows, you just stare at a baby sometimes. That's about all they're doing, right? A little tummy time here and there, but otherwise you're watching. And we've been watching, and we watch so much so that we think we noticed something, and we don't know how we feel about it, man. We sent a message out to the doctor, but we think little man might have a little bit of an infection going on, and this is a new one for us because we never experienced this with our last son. So I want to talk about it. My son, we think, might have what's called thrush, like in the mouth, you know. And I'm already knowing people know what it is, what could happen. Some of the mama bears, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But this was a what, a who, and I had to do some Googles. So under the Googling that I did, found out, you know, thrush obviously being a little bit of a bacterial infection that babies can get in the mouth that obviously can go to the mother. And I went, what? So what do we do? And kind of panicked, right? So we're like, immediately message the doctor, see what they say. And they're like, okay, well, if you guys are concerned, come in. We looked up symptoms and we're torn because we're wondering, is it thrush or is it just like dry mouth? You know, because how sometimes you get that little bit of like a white buildup, that like film that gets around your mouth or your tongue or something. Like, he doesn't have teeth. He only has gums. He's only breastfeeding. So we didn't think brushing his teeth or brushing his mouth daily was going to be a necessity. So that's not something we had been doing every day. Now, you bet you're behind. That's exactly what we're about to be doing. But we want to know what other things we can do, because sure, obviously the common is take him to the doctor. They're going to prescribe him an antibiotic. It'll take whatever, 7 days, and then she'll start to clear up, yada, yada, yada. We know the routine. But if we can avoid taking our babies to the doctor or the hospital every single time something happens, we would prefer. So I wonder if there's any at-home remedies, or if you guys have your own personal stories or connections with it. Listen, I know we're not the first or the last parents to go through this with their babies. It's actually pretty common for a baby to develop thrush. All things considered, I go, okay, well then I feel a little bit better. It's at least common. So why don't we have a common conversation? I want to open it up to y'all. 414-533-1037 is the number. Have you ever had a baby go through thrush? Have you experienced it yourself? How did you get through it? How long did it take? As a parent going through this for the first time, I got questions. And if you guys got some answers, or if you guys got some stories, we would love to talk to you. It's Allie and DZ. We talk in the morning. Y'all know that. 414-533-1037. We will go over calls and texts next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. We're talking about a baby update. You know, my wife and I have a 2-month-old, basically, we can call it now. And unfortunately, the baby update is that we're going through something. And I know it's not the end of the world and the baby will be okay, but we're in the limbo phase of wondering if our baby has thrush. And it's a common thing. It happens to a lot of babies. It happens to a lot of mothers. Thrush, if you don't know, it's a little bit of a bacterial infection that can happen in the mouth. It basically happens when, like, milk sits too long or they're suckling too long. And it's an irritation that then causes an infection. And unfortunately, it's something that happens all too often. So I asked, what do we do? I mean, I need some help. And somebody said, tan-tan-na-na! line. Surprise, surprise. Pulled up. I got some advice. And they happened to bring some donuts, so I'm never mad at them. You know what? Let me not be rude and disrespectful. Let me bring you up the right way. Today's very special surprise guest, Saucy.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
She different. Yeah, yeah, she different.
Hey, okay. There, hey, DC.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One, thank you. Appreciate you bringing me a little snacky snack. That was so nice of you.
Anytime.
Pulling up on me like that. He said, I was off of work, and I said, let me slide by.
Well, yeah, and I know that you're solo dolo, so I'm like, well, DC could use somebody.
Could use a friend.
Yeah, I'll be DC's friend.
Appreciate you being my friend.
Of course, thank you for being a friend. Yes.
Saucy. When I said this, you literally came up out of nowhere and went, ooh, experience. Yep. So we don't know if it's actual thrush because we haven't, you know, been able to go into the doctor yet. We got an appointment coming up. But we want to at least approach it as if it is so that we can get ahead of it if it is. Because if it's not, then cool. We're not worried about it, right?
Right.
But you said you have experience with it. What was going
on? Most definitely. Well, my child had thrush, and it's actually not a bacterial infection. It's actually a fungal infection.
Oh, thank you for clarifying. Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So it's almost like a yeast infection.
Right.
But in your mouth.
Right. That's weird.
Yeah. But see, I asked what her nipples looked like. Sorry.
No,
but,
you're good. You're good.
That's kind of a telltale sign because it will really hurt the nurse bad.
And that's a valid question because that's what's got us wondering if it is or isn't because she has been unaffected until now, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's got us going, well, is it not then?
Well, and maybe it'll take a little bit for her to get it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I would most definitely go to the doctor. That's your best plan to do.
I hear that.
Yeah, I had to get antifungals for my kids when they had it.
Okay.
And like you said, it's a common thing.
It's common.
It happens.
I didn't know. I had no clue. So, yes. And I asked and people pulled up. 414-533-1037. We actually got Crystal and Racine. Good morning, Crystal. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, honestly, hopefully it's just as good as my son. I don't want to say better because we want to know if you have any experience with this. We're currently waiting to get to the doctor to see if our baby does have thrush and what we got to do. I don't know if you have maybe a home remedy. I've been reading up on a few things. What's your story? Talk to us.
Well, you're not going to like it. You're probably going to have to take him into the doctor.
Yeah.
I have personally had it myself. I have an autoimmune deficiency and my daughter had it and I got it really bad in the mouth. Your tongue will like start to crack. It burns. It hurts to eat. Nothing will soothe the pain. Like she said earlier, it's like a yeast infection in the mouth.
And imagine that on a baby.
Aww. Baby who cannot speak on how they feel or anything like that. So the best thing before it spreads even worse and to other areas, I would go and get that antibiotics immediately.
Okay.
Just to give mom and the baby some comfort.
Sure. No, if this does happen and happen to be thrush, that's something that we want to handle immediately, right? No waiting.
Oh, yeah.
No
absolutely.
Waiting at all. Okay, so your advice is go to the doctor. I know you might not want to, but just go.
Yeah, just to be safe because it's painful. And as an adult, I was down for 3 days crying because it hurt so bad. Couldn't eat. Couldn't want to drink nothing. Everything burned when it touched it.
Oh.
So I can only imagine what a baby's feeling when they go through it. It's the most pitiful thing ever.
Well, and hearing an adult explain that, go how bad it hurts,
imagine
all just all over
how it. The mother feels,
I mean, right? And
it,
imagine
they get it on their chest, on their nipples, and, then, and it's horrible.
And it's not like you don't stop. You don't stop feeding the baby at all.
And if it's a baby girl, it goes into the lower regions, and it's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Get ahead of it, okay, Crystal. Say less. I'm taking your advice. I might need to leave now. I don't know. Thank you for your call. We appreciate you. Have a good day.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Oh, all right. Well, we got somebody else and they said they actually got some key advice. And you know this person very well, Saucy. I'm going to just tell you right now. You sure do. Hey, it's Amanda and Racine. We turned down for nothing.
Hey, girl. Hey. Nothing, that's right.
That's right. Well, Amanda, you said you're going to give me your best tips and tricks and what you've done, right?
Yeah, the method to my madness.
The method to your madness.
The first step.
Go.
The first step is I normally freak out anytime something happens. So who do I call? my husband, he either tells me, stop, you know, you're okay, don't worry about it, or he'll say, okay, message the doctor. Then I message the doctor. Now, if I don't like the response I get from the doctor, then we'll actually do the call-in, because I don't always just want to bring her in.
Right.
So then after that, then I just talk to the on-call people and see what they say.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
Ah.
So that's my method.
So take your steps. Take your baby steps.
Take
All
your
right.
steps.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Amanda.
Yeah.
And don't look at Google, because you'll be in trouble.
Listen, the second I Googled, it said basically go to the emergency room. So
exactly.
You're not wrong.
I Google stuff all the time, and I need to stop doing that.
WebMD is my best and worst enemy. I don't know how.
Facts.
Amanda,
exactly.
We'll talk to you later. We appreciate you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you
back. Bye. All right. Well, some of the texts are interesting, too, because people have gone in, and you can keep texting 414-533-1037. They said, another thing you can do is look into with breastfeeding. If your wife is taking a vitamin D supplement, she's been taking various supplements, said maybe up the dosage, be more mindful on the cleansing of the, like if you're pumping or all the things, the little, what do they call them? Pacifiers. We all call them something different, right?
Yep.
The pacifiers, we're doing all of this stuff. Everything we're doing, we're sanitizing things religiously. We're on top of cleaning bottles. We're on top of cleaning pump material. Because we went into the research. We went down the rabbit hole already and went, WebMD said we're terrible parents.
Right? That's how it makes you feel.
Obviously,
sometimes.
That's not the case. What we will do is we are definitely taking the advice. We have an appointment set. We were approaching it like that, but we wanted to know what we could do. Some people have said you can do a saltwater rinse. Apparently, but you got
it. That's actually not a bad idea, but on a baby?
They say with a cotton swab. A cotton swab, just dip it. Very minimal.
Okay.
So it's like basically brushing, but with a cotton swab. Or another one, they said, diluting baking soda with warm water. Again, with the cotton swab, you can use that on mom and baby. It is safe. Obviously, check with your medical professional first and foremost, but I appreciate everybody's tips and tricks. We're going to get through this, y'all. Thank you.